I beat him. I controlled the fight. He was missing. I hit him clean more times. I beat him.
You averaged 8 punches. Less than 8 punches was the most punches that you had in the round, and it seemed as though you couldn't get
it
close enough.
It already sounded like you was against me. So I already ain't got a fair shake talking to you. But let me talk something. Let me let y'all know. I want to thank the whole hood who came out here. I love y'all. I did this for the hood. Y'all know I beat that boy. Y'all know I beat that boy. What they trying to do is get that money again with Pacquiao and Floyd. But it's cool. I ain't worrying about it. I'm still that nigga, man. I'm on top. Cincinnati, stand up. West Side, 2-5.
You're 3-3-1 in your last 7 fights. What will you do next?
Hey, I'm 3-3-1 in my last 7, but I'll be 7-0 against you.
Well, that wouldn't mean much. That's the end of this interview. Yeah. Good luck to you in the future.
Yo, 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 it's your homie Big Smash, man. Back to House Podcast. Y'all already know what it is. Cooling it out with my people. Frocast Podcast, man. You know, we say crazy stuff, man, but we rock together. So y'all know what it is, man. Get in tune.
Yo, this is your boy Just Red 904 from Code Red, a podcast. And you always know that I'm tuned in with Frocast.
The 45 caliber bullet, because what they're using with like something like a little over a 22.
Damn, and you know, this is some real shit because it was a crackhead back in the day. I shot the nigga 9 times with a Tech 9 and he kept running down the alley.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Why sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on fool, and I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. Ravishing, Rick, Rude, now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you lonely, I don't know, I can't even come up with 3 insults this week, but I want y'all to keep the noise down while I take my robe off to show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We own them all. No excuses. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also got a Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar. Get behind-the-scenes exclusive content and get shouted out on the show. And another week has gone by and no Patreons. I think they're waiting to get their tax money. So I ain't stressing it. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to all the ones that are already patrons. We appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. And if that's option A, B, or C, doesn't tickle your fancy, we got option D. And that is to like it, add it to your story, retweet it, reblog it, tag us in it so we can shout you out like Ruler Myself, like Short T, like Sleazy the Back Farmer, like 12 Cal, like Eclectic, like Big Smash, all those people showing love to the Frocast, and we appreciate it, man. It don't cost nothing to share people's shit, so you know what I'm saying, sharing is caring, and you know, look out for your people, man. Now that all the panders out the way, man, Queen Jern, how was your week?
Week pretty good. It's the first week of the month of March. Therefore, it's a lot to celebrate Women's History Month. Gambling Awareness Month. That's all happening at the same time. So, you know, all of those things, bringing awareness.
Why would you bring awareness to gambling?
I'm saying if the people know that they ain't winning, then that means you need to get a support group and stop losing your money. I mean, however you got to go.
Support group for gamblers seems like a whole bunch of ways to better your gambling.
I mean, hey, and if that's what you do, then hey, make sure you come out on top. But that's what's going on for me. So excited, got some new things popping off as far as career-wise, trying to do some things in this month of women's awareness with, you know, the STEM groups and disciplines. So it's going to be a good month. I'm looking forward to cutting up here, letting my hair down in this platform.
All right. Congratulations. Well, let's go ahead and get into this outline.
Nothing about your week?
Nah, my week wasn't any good at all, man. Nothing to talk about. Just another podcast.
Okay.
Have you heard about T.I. and Tiny? We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Well, lately we got an update about it. Not really an update because nobody from the sides have been saying anything besides like the lawyers. But articles in the New York Times where the accuser came out and kind of told about a situation that she had with T.I. and Tiny. And one thing that stood out about the situation, she said T.I. tried to stick his foot in her pussy. And I was just like, T.I., you a wild boy. I mean, if you really try to do that, like, I mean, that's fucking wild. Like, I don't understand what the appeal of sticking your foot in someone's coochie is going to be. But, you know, she said she alleged T.I. tried to do it. And, you know, said they gave her 8 ecstasy pills. Like, you was trying to kill her.
First of all, who the hell is giving you that much a dope?
8.
Again,
T.I. got a big bag. He got a 300 pack.
But then on top of all of that is the fact that if you somebody, because one of the same group of people in the same group are alleging that they were raped in Georgia and California.
God
so
damn.
Who the fuck get raped twice? You might rape me one time. I ain't, you know.
Well, she said, the rape happened and then they had some kind of other kind of behavior. So maybe the strange behavior, the force, you know, drugging led to the rape.
Okay, that ain't happening in 2 different states, though. So if we got 2 different instances, even if one thing wasn't the rape, if you did something inappropriate to me in Georgia, you wouldn't even get a chance to rape me in California.
But you say you think this was the same person that said that? It seemed like there were multiple women in different states that had similar stories.
It's supposedly, but it's some of these things that's overlapping, and it's several encounters by a person.
Mm.
So to me, it's more than what you're saying because you can't be violating somebody and you still decide to come back around. It's not like y'all was in a relationship.
What if you scared though?
Nigga.
What if you scared because this person has power?
You were so scared but you went and got a lawyer now?
Yeah, because it's power in numbers.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. It's a party going wrong and y'all came there with one intentions and everybody wasn't on the same page. That's what it is. So when you come there as an adult and you come there seeking fun and pleasure and the people was one-upping on y'all and that wasn't your type of fun, that was your job to say, hey, whoa, I don't do the foot in the pussy thing. Mm. So that's when you supposed to get up out of there.
She said she whenever she came to, she woke up in the morning on the couch in the room with a towel over her or something and her sore vagina and the hotel people or some security beating on the door telling us time to go. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, this is wild. Like, they got lawyers involved. Like, I mean,
people be lying.
T.I. people, the money people, his role in Ant-Man not getting, you know, they say, hey, we're going to phase his role out. So, he lost that. They stopped shooting. Well, they paused shooting of his TV show because, hey, nobody knows what's going on right here. And, you know, it's bad, man. It's bad. I mean, when have we ever seen a woman involved, like they say Tiny is involved in this. This is a wild story right here, man.
That's why I can't go with it. I'm not gonna jump out there with that foolishness. That sounds crazy. I mean, this lady got all these gang of churn in her house and you feel like
is T.I. trying to buy NBC?
I don't know.
I mean, y'all, that's what the Bill Cosby excuse was. They think they just after him because he was trying to buy NBC. So T.I. must be trying to buy NBC. Cause they after his motherfucking ass. What channel T.I. trying to buy? That's what I want to know.
All I can tell you is I'm not buying this bullshit. Cause these people ain't do all that. They are a decent group of a couple. And if they like to have threesomes or whatever number
sex
they
sex craze up, threesomes.
Whatever they running it up to.
One of the girls said she was raped by Nelly. I said, God damn. Like, the T.I. With Tiny made her have sex with Nelly. I said, well, damn. Who had to be forced to have sex with Nelly? I said, that's crazy. I mean, for a woman. I ain't talking about us men. Like, you know, some of y'all men out there might not have to be forced either, but I wouldn't think, you know, too many women have to be forced to have sex with Nelly. I mean, but you know, but he just got his name cleared up with some stuff like that. So why you throwing Nelly name back in? Like, yeah, this is all messy, bro. This is all messy. And I just hope that, you know, everyone comes out of this. I mean, but you don't get accused of nothing and the stink don't never wear off. It's like, I don't know, man. Because if she lying about this, like, it's got to be some repercussions for lying, you know, accusing people of raping. They ain't do that shit. Especially on the smear campaign she went on. Well, I ain't going to say she went on it, but this whole getting the lawyers involved. And I mean, the New York Times writing a story about you and your wife's sex life, nigga, that's got to be a fucking wild fucking feeling.
I mean,
bro,
they got too many damn churn for them to have these type of conversations.
Got seven kids and they blended family.
Too many.
Three of them, I think. Three or four of them together, I believe.
Yeah.
I think it might be four.
Three.
Because the two boys. Yeah. The two boys. And
yeah,
the,
it might be four because it's a newer baby.
Two new babies, yeah.
Yeah. And it's the funny looking boys.
Yeah, because I know the older ones ain't hers.
Yeah.
And then,
but
like,
whatever.
She got a daughter.
Yeah. But it's just too much. It's too much. Because at the end of the day, I mean, I want it to not be true.
Yes. I hope
but
it's
at
not
the same
true.
Time, I mean, like I said, it's probably with some parties that went left. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people like
so
the
if a
drugs.
Party did go left, then it is what it is, right?
That's how I look at it.
Oh, but no. If the party goes left and you feel like something happened that you ain't want to happen, that's when it's a problem, correct?
You got to eat that.
No, you can't just eat that, man. You got to stop saying that, man.
Why you can't?
That's not how it works. So
listen,
you telling me.
You went somewhere where people wanted to use substances that alter their mental state.
Okay.
What you are owed at this point is a fucking apology. Because if I didn't understand, I mean, I was under the influence.
So
if I'm under the influence, you under the influence, how the hell you don't know that the things that you was doing to me was on your own accord, and then you come to the highway off, whatever the situation is.
That's why two people that's under influence shouldn't be having sex, because it can be misinterpreted.
Like I said, I don't have nothing to do with that. But what I'm trying to tell you is, you trying to tell me that you can hold somebody else to a standard that you're not willing to hold yourself to. If you telling me I'm doing illegal drugs,
okay,
I'm playing with this group of people who I already know when I came here, you can't tell me if it was some fucking supposed to be going on, that's what we consented to.
But they said they started out at the club, like, you know, they came in the VIP.
Okay.
And next thing you know, she said she took a sip out of a tiny cup, and next thing you know, she got sick and throwing up. And
you took a sip out of her cup.
Yeah.
She didn't pull the shit down your throat. Right?
Yeah, I mean...
So that means you were
offered,
okay. You were okay with whatever you were consuming out of that cup.
I thought... But I'm under the prefix that it's just gin or whatever.
No,
I didn't
know
you had a spike.
You know these niggas.
No, I don't. Yes, I think...
Do.
I see you on TV every week and think
you're a stripper?
What you mean? No, they said they were just at the club partying that night.
Okay.
She was in the military.
Okay.
Not a stripper.
Okay. All I can tell you is, that's rule number one. When you leave your mama house, your mama tell you don't drink out of nobody else's drink.
Okay.
Don't let nobody fix you nobody else's
okay,
drink.
But if you ain't tell me it's something in my, like, if I had something in my blunt and somebody say, yo, let me hit that blunt. Whoa, bruh, I got some of this in there. Because if I know how to handle my shit. You thinking it's just weed, you hit this shit hard, and next thing you know, you tripping, you going crazy, because I ain't tell you that it was something else in here. I didn't give
you
the option to not.
But that's the thing. You, as an adult, when you partake of whatever somebody got going on, you are welcoming whatever the outcome is.
But that doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make it wrong.
It makes it 100% wrong. If you do not tell me that it's something in this cup,
that's just like me smoking weed. I don't smoke weed. So if I go and hit your blunt, regardless if it's not laced or not, if I'm over here tripping, that's my shit.
But you thought you was hitting some weed though, right?
But even if I
if I bought some brownies to work and I didn't tell you it had weed in it, and you sat there and ate four brownies at work thinking they just regular brownies, but I ain't tell you there's some marijuana in it. You don't think, and then you get fired from your job because you was kirking out at work. You ate these fucking, you don't think I would be responsible with that at all?
No.
Okay, so you just ate some regular brownies, and next thing you know, you standing on top of the damn desk, throwing around, and it's my fault. You know, because I gave it to you. I didn't tell you.
That's not equivalent.
Yes, it is.
Because of the fact that you're talking about something that would never give me anything. If it's a regular brownie, it's never going to have those side effects. But if you're telling me I'm drinking out of some liquor, people do stupid shit when they drunk.
But that's
and
what
it
I'm
ain't
saying.
Nothing else in the cup.
But that's what I'm telling you. If I'm just thinking it's just liquor, then I'm okay with that. But if you're telling me it's something else, it's spiked, I'm going to be like, oh, no, I'm good. Because I don't know what it's going to do to me.
But you don't know what they said. Nobody has an audio or a video of those things. That shit is hard as hell to prove. You're not going to tell me you going to gang up on me and because a whole bunch of people got their lie together. Now I got to believe.
But what if I ain't do nothing but took one sip out your cup that night and I'm wearing that wobbling
and everything?
And
I can tell you right now, one sip ain't going to do that to you.
If it's spiked good enough, it might be.
Not if this woman holding the cup. And she's sipping
she might,
all night.
She might not be sipping. She got so much dope in her system. She need that. She got a tolerance. They have these wild out parties all the time. Must be.
Like I said, lesson learned, don't drink behind no damn body. You a grown person. If you was under 21, maybe I could say, oh, you ain't never been to the club before. You was excited to see some celebrities. You excited to see them. So be it. But you can't tell me that as an adult, you don't have no responsibilities for your own actions. Come on now. I could see if I said you went back home from the club with somebody and they jumped on you. Okay, fine. That's right.
But I was drunk already. What if I was super drunk and let's go back to the crib.
You weren't supposed to go back then. If that's not what you was planning to do, nobody fucking goes back to the room if they not fucking.
Okay, what if we on our way back to the room, then I say some shit that sour the mood and you don't want to give me nothing no more. But we all on the way back to the room.
That mean I need to be getting out this car. Drop me back to my vehicle so I could go. Like, the night is over. Like, who going back? I'm just going back so I could go and lay down. If I done said something wild enough for you to not want to do what we planned on doing, it's time to go. It ain't time to say, oh, I'm going to lay down with the nigga.
And you got to lay down. Like, yo, let's go chill. And I mean, you know, damn.
That ain't how that shit work. Yeah. And if you don't want to be a responsible adult, stay your ass at home.
Jesus. And Queen Jern Logic, you will get raped around her.
Yep.
If that's
what you want to call it. Call it what you want. But the facts are, you are an adult. You're an adult. If you run around here sipping out of people's cups, you don't know these people. You don't know her. You don't know what kind of shit, what her mouth been at all night.
Yep.
So you drinking out of her cup, and you think that it's shit supposed to be sweet. No, if you wake up with a foot in your pussy, it's because you allowed somebody to get that close to you to do all of that. Because if you had been on your shit, you would have made sure that you was not out here drinking out of people's cups, smoking people blunts, hanging out the window, doing stupid shit. Because I would not get caught like that. And like I said, the way that thing is worded, it's saying... It's not saying that just one person is accusing them of some things in Georgia while the other person is accusing them of some things in Florida. Of California.
Mm-hmm.
That thing looked like it was the same person with multiple allegations. So that's why I'm trying to understand what is going on. How you got that much going on?
Okay, let's see. It says... A lawyer has approached law enforcement authorities in two states seeking criminal inquiries on behalf of 11 people who said they were victimized by the couple of members of their entourage. Four women have accused the celebrity pair of drugging and sexually assaulting them, including two instances of rape that were said to have occurred in Georgia and California. So that's what it's saying. So, yeah, you know, like I said, all of this is wild, man. Go read about it in the New York Times if you want to read up on T.I. and Tiny's alleged affairs, how they get down. So, yeah, it's a wild story, man. Let's go ahead and push on, man, because I just want to see how this is going to end.
I mean, hopefully it ain't nothing real about it, but hell, it is what it is. Because like I say, they need to call me for the jury because...
No, they don't.
They don't. They need to call me for the jury because these people need to stop running around messing up people's name. They need to just stop. Everybody trying to get a motherfucking check.
What if it's true, though?
It's true that y'all wanted to fuck. And y'all broke now. It's the pandemic. Shit done slowed down. So now y'all want to be... The club scene is dry. So now you reaching, oh yeah, you know what? They say, I was at this, must be at a little seminar. Everybody got these little modules they got to complete now. Work done slowed down. They done told y'all what sexual harassment was. Mm. They done told you you could have a lawsuit if this and this happened to you. Oh, that sound like that time we hung out with T.I. and Tiny. That's what that shit is. Them people ain't had no problems with what happened. Now all of a sudden they need a check. Mm. Stimulus ain't coming fast enough. Now you coming hunting good people down. Just good people.
Speaking of good people, man, I gotta ask you a question, Queen Germ. Would you be mad if one of your friends dated one of your exes?
Yes.
I'm talking about you married now.
Yes.
Why would you be upset? You're married now.
It don't matter. If me and a nigga fuck, then yes.
Why would you care? You're married. Y'all apparently you didn't care enough to marry the motherfucker. So it's why do you care if one of your friends dated?
It's the principle. It's the principle. That's just like saying right now, I'm married to you.
Yeah.
And your brother go date one of your old girlfriends. That's
I wouldn't
not
give
cool.
a shit.
So you say.
I wouldn't care.
So you say.
It wouldn't bother me at all.
It's the principle to me.
I wouldn't care. It's like you're not my problem anymore.
That's fine. But it's the principle.
She's going to go date somebody else.
It's the principle.
I mean.
My friends are off limits.
That's ridiculous.
It's not.
I just don't think this. I don't see.
If this was somebody I dated and we never had sex.
I don't care I don't care.
But if we had sex, then no.
I don't care. It's just like, I don't see how somebody could get upset about this shit. Like, you know, it came up in one of the group chats.
I mean, because for one, if you're my friend for real, that means we're going to be around each other. It's not like we have any unfinished business, but hell, I don't want to see that shit. The person living their life someplace else is fine, but you're not finna live your life and come to my holiday parties and my damn birthday party.
What if it's like years? What if it's like years after y'all got?
I mean, everybody gonna be years after us, cause shit, we've been together for 17 years, 20 years.
I'm just saying. Together. So what's the limit? The time that you don't think
I just
that
feel like it ain't. It's not in good taste.
So let's say somebody that you dated when you was 18,
ever,
and now 30 years old, 35 years old, your friend,
ever.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I could see if it was like as soon as you broke up or something, they got, you know, two niggas, two or three people, you know what I'm saying, removed. But years, man, who cares? Who cares?
That's what you see.
That's the truth.
Ain't been in enough real relationships.
Oh, well. Maybe that's why I feel that way. But I still wouldn't care if I had a girlfriend that somebody else, like
it's
one of my boys, start messing
caring.
With. Like, who cares? Like, that's kind of weird that you would want to go after somebody. So if that's how you get down, that's how you get down. But I just...
It's the principle. It ain't even so much of me caring. It's about the fact that chances are, if me and you was friends, me and this person was friends at the time, right? Uh-huh. So let's say me and Sheila, somebody, okay?
Okay.
Me and Sheila friends while I dated this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
So you know all the ups and downs, whatever was good, however he did this and this. You know all of that.
Yeah.
I done gave you the backdrop to the story.
Yeah.
Even if we broke up, I had to move on because a nigga wasn't shit at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He might have done got his life together.
Mm-hmm.
Because I left him, now he getting his shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's 5-10 years down the road, you were privy to information that another girl who dated him would have probably never had. Mm-hmm. So you used my information.
How you know she used it?
To go and scoop this person up. That's not my friend. My friend don't feel comfortable dating somebody that I dated. Like it'll be totally different. Like I said, if it wasn't like even if it was a we had sex, but it was like a fling.
Mm.
Okay, maybe because it wasn't a real relationship. But you can't tell me I had a real relationship with somebody and you was my friend at the time that me and this person was going together. I told you about the relationship and now here we are old because you think because I'm married that person is back on the block. No, you let somebody else get that.
So how many, is it just one, two, three, how many, any of them?
Any of them that I ever loved. Anybody that I ever was in a real relationship with, my friends can't date them.
Wow, that is strange. That's wild.
It's not.
It is. I mean,
you are emotionally numb.
It's not
you
emotionally
numb.
You
probably wouldn't even care if somebody dated me after we got divorced, if we got
you
a divorce.
You ain't getting with nobody if we got divorced.
How?
First of all, we wouldn't get a divorce. I told you. I would just stay here.
And torture me. Yes,
yes. I would just stay here and not leave and just still be nice to you. And you'd be like, oh, my God, he's going to kill me. He's just being too
nice. I would leave. I wouldn't stay in no house.
No, you wouldn't leave.
If we weren't together no more, then it wouldn't be nothing.
Mm, we'd still
be
together.
You ain't finna harass me.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I would have no problems at all. You know what I'm saying? One of my boys talked to some of my old work. I'd be like, man, I don't care. Like, You know what I'm saying? Especially if we, like, we weren't married. We just went together. But I don't own you. Like, you could do whatever you want to do. That's what I'm like, go ahead. Like, that was, so yeah. But in the group chat, you know, it was like a lot of people saying stuff. I think it's more ego than anything. And I think that's the problem why y'all have an issue with that. You know what I'm saying?
No. I mean, for niggas, it's always ego.
Yeah.
But for women, that ain't what it is. And then and y'all want to flip it and say, oh, you must have feelings for the person if you can't let them go. It ain't about that. It's about the fact that I know I put in a lot of time, effort, and energy into somebody, and I just feel like my friend.
So what if y'all only went together for a year?
I don't know. It just depends. Like, I mean, it would have it's a case-by-case situation. If it's somebody that I was really into, my friend knew that, they couldn't be my friend. Now, it'd be different, like, okay, you a grown person friend, and you date somebody that I happened to date, you know what I'm saying? You didn't know that was my boyfriend back in the day or something like that. That's a different set of circumstances. Mm. But you telling me that we all was cool, or you met this person through me, and then once we broke up, I might get married a few years down the line, now you and this dude together? No, I'm not feeling that.
Dang.
Not feeling that at all.
Man, guess we roll different. Cause I, like I said, that wouldn't be no problem for me.
Like I said, you emotionally numb.
I am not emotionally numb. I don't expect it to be a problem. I'm not emotionally numb. It's just that, and that's just something that wouldn't bother me. But you know.
Yeah, no.
Moving along.
Let's do that.
Accepting gift from strangers, Queen Germ. Yes or no?
What kind of stranger?
A stranger. Let's say I met you. Let's say me and you meet each other on this dating site, right? I send you some flowers. Then next thing you know, I step it up a bit, send you something else. Now, we haven't met. We just talking. You know what I'm saying? Back and forth.
How is it strangers then? We not strangers.
We are strangers if we never met. We just met on the app. We met on Tinder or something like that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you don't really know me like this. So, I sent you I sent you flowers the first time. Next thing, I sent you a purse, a watch. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It ends up, I buy you a car. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna never get to that point because that's crazy.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you buying stuff, I mean, and another thing you do, you have to scale it to what the person income is. Because if they ain't making no real sacrifices, not trying to belittle the gift, but if it's a gift, say the person make a good money, right? Mm-hmm. So, let's say they're making $250,000 a year.
Okay.
So, flowers might cost $50, right?
What if they some expensive flowers?
Even if they cost $200.
Japanese blossoms.
If they have, whatever.
Flown in from fucking Tahiti, nigga. These are some Superman. These are the ones Superman like bought Lois Lane, nigga.
If the person make a lot of money, they might. It may not really be market value. Is not the same for them. Mm. Now, if you a regular income type of person, more on the average level, you might be making $50,000, $60,000. If you going out your way buying these things, then I know that it mean a lot more, and I will have to scale you back because I don't want you to put yourself in a situation where you have an expectation because you going way over and beyond. Mm. So if you doing all of that, then I'm going to have to let you know, like, you know, thank you, I appreciate it, but I don't really want to take gifts from you because I just, you know what I'm saying, I don't feel comfortable with it because we are in the beginning stages of our relationship. Mm-hmm. I would rather get to know you better than to just be accepting these elaborate gifts from you. Now, if you're dealing with somebody who a millionaire or something, these little gifts, they might be, kickbacks and incentives from different vendors that they work with or whatever the case may be. So you might be getting some free shit. You don't know how to, you know what I'm saying? You don't know how that's playing out. Or even if they're paying for it, if I got millions of dollars, I might have a whole nother account that's for this bullshit that I be doing. I just be trying to trick on people. I like, you know, sprinkling a little happiness in somebody's day. Outside, it might not even mean nothing.
Okay, outside of myself, because, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm number one. But outside of myself, what's the most tricked out gift you got from a nigga? Like, don't name no idea, because I know all mine in the top 10. I know all mine in the top 10.
Okay.
So start with number 11.
Okay. I guess. But I mean, it's been so long ago.
I know.
Some
nigga bought you a necklace or some shit. That little necklace, herringbone.
Yeah.
That was
That same nigga bought me some diamond earrings too.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Yeah.
So he was up there. But y'all was in a relationship, so it went like a...
Yeah, we was in a relationship. It was okay, not a stranger.
What about like a little stranger gift? You ain't never got a stranger gift?
I got
gift?
Some perfume for somebody.
Oh.
It was some pretty expensive perfume.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of perfume was, you remember?
Nah.
Oh, you would never tell me. That's cool. Probably some shit she got now. That's why she don't want to tell me. And I'd be like, oh, word? Oh, ooh. So that's where that shit came from. I got you. Uh-huh. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Good. That's hey, only strange.
Queen Jern won't tell on herself. Boy, I swear to God, she won't. Mm-mm.
Some shit you got to take.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. As far as me, I ain't no girl ever tricked on me, man. You know, besides you. You know what I'm saying? You know, besides, like... But I used to turn stuff down from girls because I used to be like, hey, man, I don't feel that way about you. I can't take stuff from you because I have a conscience. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like if I took that from you, I owe you something. And if I didn't.
Oh, and you felt like you owe people stuff the same way. Like I say, when these people have a certain relationships with these people, it's a well, certain I mean, understood.
It might be, yeah. And I don't want, I think you got it misconstrued that it's not that way. You know what I'm saying? That you. Like, this one girl tried to buy me a pair of shoes. Well, she had bought the shoes. And I was like, whoa. First of all, it was the Jordan 15s, the ones with the little mock neck, turtleneck, ugly ass. So, them shits were ugly to me. And I was like, oh. Then they was like white and Carolina blue or some shit. And I was just like, listen. I said, listen, I can't accept these. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't see you like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, I don't know what it is. I'm just a cool guy. I thought, you know, I'm just a nice person. Don't see you like that.
Yeah. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I'm for real. I couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, nah, my mom was like, you stupid, bro. I would have took them shoes. I was like, nah, bro. Because them shoes came with something else. You know what I'm saying? Instead of me
they
having.
Come with some pussy and everything else.
Nah, I didn't want it. I ain't want it. Like, it's just like, I'm good. Like, we're cool. Like, we're cool. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know. You miss. I don't know. I didn't want it to go that way. I wasn't putting up them signs, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like.
You apparently was leading her on.
I didn't think I was.
Jump out the window and buy.
I mean, I was like, "Dang, you work at a little call center. You can't afford that.
You
like
don't know
that's
what
that's like your whole check.
That.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
She was willing to give it up.
She was, and I was just like, "Nah, I ain't gonna let you do like that, man. I ain't that mean of a guy, man. I got a conscience, bro. Like I just couldn't do people.
I mean,
like
I,
that.
I've taken gifts, but they've only been like little stuff. Like you know, you buy me balloons or you pay for me to get my hair and nails done, stuff like that. But it ain't nothing so elaborate like, oh my God, this person's giving me jewelry and we don't have a relationship. I'm like, that's not, I don't like to leave people on either because that's real risky business.
Real risky business. So let me see what else. Nobody ever like, oh my God, got me a, like, why do you do this for? Because I just, like I said, one, ain't never had no girlfriends. So, you know,
so you
see. I'm telling you, man, I'm just, no, probably had one real relationship. That's with you, girl.
And that's the girl with the sideburns.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. Got a question from the nation. It's actually a moral question. Would you sleep with your spouse's bestie to save their life? And when I say to save their life, I'm talking about my life.
I don't think I can. Like, who's your friend?
I mean, just a friend. You ain't got to be a bestie. It could be a friend. You know what I'm saying? One of your friends to save my life. Could
so
you
I
do
gotta
it?
Sleep with one of your friends.
To save my life, would life. You do it?
I don't think so.
What?
I mean, like, it's
you'll let me
that's
die?
Nasty.
But you'll bring me back, though, and save my life.
Mm-mm. I don't think you would want that. Because when you back, because you gotta think about what's on the other side of that.
Mm.
Because when you come back, you gonna feel some type of way. Like, if you had to know, like, the only reason why you still alive is because I fucked your friend, like, you not gonna wanna be with me no more. So even if I bring you back, we not together. It's never going to be the same. So what the hell am I going to do that for? Then I'm going to fuck up our relationship anyway. So I might as well let you die. I mean, not that I would want you to die, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I bring you back to life so that you could be mad with me for the rest of your life. You could die. It's okay.
Damn. She'll let me die, shawty.
I mean, it's not because I want you to die. It's because I don't want to have a tarnished relationship. Like, if we know you're about to die, we can say I love you as many times, tell your last breath. I can let you know how much you mean to me and the kids. And then we can close that chapter. It makes no sense for me to say, you know, I had to have sex with so-and-so and so, or your friend knows, or you know. Like, however this has to be discussed. I mean, that I had to have sex with this person for you to be able to to still be alive. Like I said, that's going to tarnish our whole relationship. You're not going to look at it like, oh, you the real one because you did this, this, and this to keep me alive. Nigga, you're going to be like, you old nasty bitch. You probably want to fuck him anyway because he used to come to the barbecues and you used to always have extra conversation and put extra shit on his plate. That's the problem I'm finna have. I'm not dealing with that. No.
Oh, man. Damn. Man, that is a conundrum, though. Like, you come back to life, you're like, what? You did what? Like, oh, man.
Yeah, no, no.
Mm-mm. So you let me go.
R.I.P.
So what would you want me to do in your situation?
Let me go. You know I'm jealous as hell.
But I'm to save your life.
Shit.
You full of life. Mm-hmm. What are you?
You know I'm coming back with some bullshit. You going to have sex with her, and then I'm going to come back and kill her. So what would be the purpose? Let me die. Like, don't do that.
The Queen Jersey is death. No, you don't want to come back. Damn. Mm-mm. Okay.
Not if it got to be that. Then I got to come behind her. This bitch done had my husband. No, no, no. Let me die. Y'all can fuck when I'm dead. But you just know. No. I'm good on that.
I'm going to call one of my friends and see what they say. Oh, man. See if he answers the phone first before I call. I don't want to call and it'd be just a ringing. Nigga told the only Spanish dude at work he cool with. Chuck. Oh, man.
Yeah, that ain't, I mean, it's not a good, it's a lose-lose. It's a lose-lose.
Yeah, I was like, man.
It ain't no winners in
but that. But what if I really want you back? And I'm like, I don't want to live without you. This is all I got to do to bring you back? Mm-mm.
I'm telling you, I won't be grateful. I'm telling you now.
How you won't be grateful?
I'm telling you.
I'm be like, y'all did this to bring you back, and you ain't going to be grateful?
I'm telling you, y'all better know that's a lie y'all got to keep to yourself then, because you cannot tell me that.
Oh, man. Kind of Chuck the Gambler.
And it's so, you know, March, Gamblers Awareness Month.
Yo. Okay, man. Chuck the Gambler, just want to let you know you're live on the Frocast. We was made aware that March is a gambling
awareness
month. Did you know that?
No.
Okay.
It's a thing.
Okay, but yeah, but I ain't call you about that. Got a question. All right.
Okay.
Would you sleep with, well, I ain't going to ask you this. Because ask me. I know what he going to say. Would you let
the rest of the world,
okay? Let's say your life is on the line right now, right? You like something wrong with you? Would you let Jen sleep with one of your friends to save your life?
And I live. She has to sleep with one of my buddies.
Yeah, for you to live.
Sure, why not, man? Whatever, man. Yeah, I gotta live, man. And we done after that too.
See, just what I said. Just what I said. I said, so you got to die.
That man said we done. He said,
thank you, cause so, I am not gonna be grateful.
Man, Queen Jer said, she said just let her die, man. Said she said,
cause
she,
cause I'm coming back and then I'm fucking up somebody. So what we gonna do this for?
She said she not gonna be grateful if I did it to bring her back to life.
Yeah, you bring me back to life, then I got.
Like, I'm through, bro. Like, I appreciate it, but no, I can't fool with you no more.
But she saved your life.
Yeah, but she probably enjoyed that shit, too.
Oh, my God.
And did.
Oh, man. She was crying the whole time, man, just to get through it, man. Like, come on, man. Dang. Well, look, man, Chuck, appreciate your answer, man. I'm going to try to call one more person and see what they say, man. All right.
I hope that's good, whatever you eating.
Chuck the Gambler, everybody. Let me see if get old Sleazy the Black Farmer, man. He's a good guy.
Not if his name's Sleazy.
I mean, he's not really Sleazy per se, but he's Sleazy per se.
Yo,
Sleazy the Black Farmer, just want to let you know you're live on the Frocast. Got a quick question for you.
What's going on, man?
All right, your life is on the line. You're dying. The only way for you to survive this death is if you let your old lady sleep with one of your friends. Are you allowing her to do it?
Yeah.
And is it going to be any repercussions once you come back to life?
Nah, I had to live, man. I had to.
Okay.
You know.
Thank you.
No repercussions. Oh. I was happy to be alive. Happy to be on the right side of the dirt.
Yeah, I'm not like that. I don't feel that way.
Mm-mm. What?
I said, I mean, you guys would let me go.
You want to die over sex?
Hell yeah.
One act.
That's what you're about to do. You're about to die because of sex.
Listen, I got to come back to life knowing this hoe done bust a nut on my nigga dick. No thank you. No thank you. That ain't living.
That's true.
That ain't living.
But you ain't necessarily got to be with him.
But see, that's my point. You would have saved my life for me to walk out on our relationship.
Mm-mm, no.
Lose.
What do you mean? It's all good. Mm. I got to live. Everybody gets to go on with their life. At least I got to live.
I should have added a stipulation that y'all got to stay together in it.
Exactly.
Would you? Yeah. Okay.
Mm. Got to fix
that
the question.
Stipulation.
I know it wasn't a stipulation.
Leave your ass, nigga.
Yep.
Damn, man. Well, look, Sleazy. I'll call you back after the show, man. Sleazy Black Farm, you want to shout out anybody, man, while you here?
Not really. I hate everybody.
Hey, that's what's up, man. All right, brother.
All right, man. You take care, bro.
Yeah, man. Right. Sleazy Black Farm, everybody. Well, man, the consensus is, man, they'll let you do it and then they'll leave your ass. But that takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
You got to stay with the person.
I'm telling you, just let me go.
Why? I think I'll be okay.
You will, because you don't.
I will have you back. I will have you back. That's what I wanted more than anything. And if that's what it costs, then that's what it costs.
This woman, she could get pregnant. Then now I got to live with the fact that you got a damn baby from somebody.
No, man. It wouldn't be like that.
As long as she can have babies, it can be like
that. If you wear a condom, it's not going to happen.
People have had babies in condoms.
No, not responsible ones.
Okay.
Not responsible.
If you say so, I'm going to put up with you.
So what would you do? Would you let your spouse bed your friend to save your life and y'all stay together? I'm going to add that stipulation because that's the easy way out. Y'all like, yeah, she can do it. Keep my life. And I'm leaving. I'm out. That's some of them stingy ass shit. Mm-hmm. Man, should have asked a woman.
You did, nigga.
Who? I mean, another woman, man. Not you. You know, you have the wildly ranging opinions. You allow think women it's okay for women to get raped.
It's if not they okay go back for to anybody room, to get raped.
If they go back to the room.
That's your consent.
No, it's not.
That is your consent. See? The room key is your consent.
No, it's
getting
not.
In the back seat is your consent.
No, it's not.
It's your consent.
You can be sitting there butt naked on the bed and say, you know what? I changed my mind.
And you better run to the door because if I catch you, your ass is mine.
See? So, like again. BZ, you might want to edit that.
It's the truth. Why I can't have freedom of speech?
You can have freedom of speech. I'm just saying.
All I'm saying is people got to play by the rules. That's what's wrong today. Mm. Y'all don't want to play by the rules. You want to reinvent
what rules?
Shit. It's unwritten rules that is life rules. The same way there's a code to the streets, it's a code in real life. When you are an adult, you got to know what comes with being an adult. This bullshit y'all want to cry about and want to act like babies, you knew what it was when you signed up. Mm. You knew what it was when you were snorting lines, when you was, you know.
That don't mean I wanted
smoking
to fuck.
Reefer. Yes, the fuck it is. If that's what the room doing, that's what you doing. Fuck that shit.
Damn, that's what's up, man. Man, good gracious.
You got to get with the program.
Get with the program,
you
people.
See the vibe changing, hit the door.
Hey, what if you just sticking around having a good time? You vibing,
like
dancing, having
like
a good
I
time.
Said.
You ain't. Next thing you know, somebody throw their dick in your face. What you just supposed to do? Just like
you get up and leave.
Oh, okay. But so you
and catch that L.
Whoa, well, wait! I ain't come here for that.
And now you're gone.
Well, I can't stick
no
around.
No lawsuits. No, nigga, you asking for trouble.
I just told you no. I just told you no. So you.
That's what we doing. So if you ain't in the group. Mm. It's time for you to go. Mm. It's time for you to go. You don't get to sit up in here.
Okay.
You don't.
Damn. That's what's up. Man. TV talk time. It's TV talk time. I'm going to switch the gears up a little bit.
Switch it up for us.
Yeah, because that was a heated discussion. But TV talk this week. Watch Hip Hop Uncovered. It basically covered the role of the streets. You know what I'm saying, that played in hip-hop, which, you know, I kind of was like, are we glorifying the streets and saying, like, hey, if, you know, you got to, you know, hip-hop, you got to, you know. It was just like, it kind of like it was glorifying the street aspect of the game, that's, I kind of had an issue with it. But when I started watching it, you know, I kind of appreciated the characters they had, excuse me, the people they had on there. They had Big U from the West Coast. They had Haitian Jack from New York. Had Deb Anthony, her brother Bimmy. And there was one more person, I do believe.
Trick Trick?
Oh, and Trick Trick. Oh, yeah. Couldn't forget Trick Trick. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Quick Trip.
Trick Trick from Detroit, man. So, yeah, you know, it was just basically showing how, you know, like, the street aspect, like how the hustle game went and just different years of how the stuff changed in the game. You know, like I said, I like little documentary type things about hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed it. Haitian Jack was my favorite character because I've heard so much about Haitian Jack, you know what I'm saying? And to finally like see him, hear him, and just like, it was wild, you know, because he was a wild dude, bro. He was a wild dude, man. And like, Haitian Jack, I mean, he just was shooting and robbing people, and he was a stick-up kid. That was his thing, and he got into the game. He was managing the Fugees, and what's that guy that sing that song? She complains a lot.
Oh, okay.
When he found her, him or whatever the guy name was, and, you know, now he got deported from the United States for just wilding out. You know what I'm saying? So he lives in the Dominican Republic now. So he's back there. And Big U, you know, he's just, like they said, draws, as they called him. You know what I'm saying? He just looked like a tough-ass nigga. Like, he looked like he fight all the fucking time. Like, you don't want to smoke with Big U, bro. I ain't saying nothing bad about Big U on here. You can cancel that shit. Like, nope. Sorry. Yeah. Not going to do it. Not going to talk bad about Trick Trick either. You know what I'm saying? Another These imposing figure. You know what I'm saying? Trick Trick looked like a goon. Like, yeah. And then it's like his whole, his crew is called the Goon Squad. And basically, Trick Trick got on by Eminem bailing him out of jail. And once Eminem bailed him out of jail, hey, I guess he put a little notice that nobody fucks with Marshall. And you know what I'm saying? So he made a donation to the Trick Trick Foundation, is what I said. And Trick Trick
for
is
life.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not saying nothing bad about Trick Trick. Deb Anthony was in there, and they talked about how she found Gucci and Nicki Minaj and how she fumbled the bag on some international trip, cost Nicki some money, and they were trying to turn it back on Nicki. And I was just like, business is business.
No, loyalty is loyalty though.
He fumbled the bag.
But I feel them on that. Because of the fact that if you that talented, you could overcome something like that. So it ain't even so much of saying she couldn't take you to where you needed to be. You could have been the break to help her career too. But you was okay sleeping on my couch. But then when we have a little technical difficulty, you can't weather the storm. I don't like shit like that.
Okay, well, what if you as a manager don't have the connections that needed to take me, you know.
But you should have been able to do something that made it right. Because you probably weren't paying me when you were sleeping on my couch because you ain't had shit. So now that you got it going on, throw something my way. Like, it ain't even got to be money. It could be business so that I can make the money. You know what I'm saying? Put me on and give me the opportunity. But don't do it like I ain't did shit for you. That's the kind of stuff I don't go for.
Okay,
but I don't care who you are.
What about the fact that everybody that associated with her said she, they disassociated with her? Gucci Mane said she messed up his money. So we got Nicki, Gucci.
She
we
took
got
a
French
chance
Montana,
on Gucci, right?
And her son disassociated a couple. So you telling me all these people saying she do bad business, but you somehow believe that it's just they ain't right? Come on now. It's got to be you. It's got to be
her
you.
Her son didn't disassociate his.
Yes, he did.
Her. He stopped.
Business-wise, because she couldn't take him where he wanted to be. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what he said. It ain't no problem, but business-wise, like, mama, nah, you can't manage me. Because I'm bigger than, you a regional act. You know what I'm saying? That's what you are. You can shop me around all these little chitlin circuit moves and shit like that. Yeah, you good for that. But I need to go overseas, get Euros. I need to go here, do shows in there. You can't do that for me. You ain't got connections. Because why? You a street nigga. You only know niggas in the street. You know what I'm saying? That's your
But don't diss somebody who put you on, though.
I can't diss you. I'm just saying.
Because you wouldn't even have had enough buzz for the people to take you on these international trips. You wouldn't have had that on your own because you wasn't shit.
I did the work.
But don't do that because you didn't have you didn't even have the platform to let your talent be known in other places. It's because of whatever she did for them is that they made it to the point where somebody else could pick them up and they pass the baton and you make it down the
Now, I can see if she molded me into a star, but if I was already rapping and shit, nah, you just found me.
She said people didn't even want her to fuck with Gucci, but she did because she saw something in him and you could turn, I mean, like, if you say it was some bad business, fine, but don't go and put bad things out there on the lady. They say she stole from him and this, and this. I mean, maybe she did, but if y'all ain't signing no contracts, you stole from your motherfucking self because you know how the business go. If you ain't looking out for yourself, making people sign some damn documents, then you want to get robbed because ain't nobody owe you if you ain't putting that shit in black and white.
Well, I'm just saying, it seemed like she wasn't taking accountability in that show. And you know I'm all about accountability.
Yeah, when it come down to women.
No, to everybody. Yeah, well, yeah, especially women because nobody holds them accountable. Nobody. But we're not going to say that every week because it'll turn into a thing.
Okay.
That might be a new shirt. I'm an accountable woman. Speaking of t-shirts, we got the My Afro Is My Halo shirt in the shop. Go check it out. We got it on everything. Mugs, hoodies, long sleeve shirts, t-shirts, woman sizes, men sizes.
That's right. Looking get real nice shirt. And sexy.
So get your shirt, man. Check it out. It's in the shop right now. You know what I'm saying? That's about it for TV Talk. That was pretty good. It was a 6-part documentary. Go check it out. I think it's on FX. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can go check that out if you want to. Well, since there's no song of the week. Oh, there's never song of the week at the TV Talk. You know what came out the TV Talk, don't you? Bad. Black. Cinema. Bad Black Cinema. Or the BBC, it's like we like to call it around here. It's when me and Queen Germ take a situation and we act it out. Not only act it out, we improv it, people. And before we get into this, let me let you know, we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We don't even have SAG cards. But what we do, we come here every week and we put together a little something, something. This week, the situation is this. Two blackity black people run across an alien.
And you really want me to play this because I don't believe in aliens.
Just be a nigga. I just need you to be a blackity black person. Super black. Are you ready, Queen Germ?
As ready as I'm ever be.
Action. Hey, man, shit. Walking back from this stove, bro. I can't wait to get in this house, boy. You know mama cooked tonight, boy. I can't wait to see what she cooked, boy.
What she cooked? You don't know what she cooked?
Shit, I don't know what she cooked, but it smelled good before I walked to the stove, goddamn. Hey, what the fuck that is right there? What the fuck is... Is that a dog?
They don't look like no dog.
Hold
I
on, back
seen.
Up. Right. Whoa. That ain't no dog. What that shit look weird, bro. That's a fox or something. I mean, what that is?
I ain't never seen nothing like that before, nigga.
You sure? Like, damn. That shit look, is it
Where
moving?
Where that shit come from? You better look.
Is it moving?
It is.
You want to, hey.
I ain't going over there.
Hey, come on, go over there. Mm-hmm. Hey, give me a stick. I'm going to throw something at it.
I'm going home.
You going home? Look, you don't want to see
I don't
what this
fuck
is?
With all kind of strange
look
things.
Look at it. Oh, shit. Look at it. Oh, shit. Look at this motherfucker.
It's growing.
Oh, look at him. He about 6 feet tall now. This like a motherfucking alien.
Get me out of here.
Let's go, bro. This a motherfucking... Hold on, but let's go talk to the
no,
alien.
No, get me out of here.
The alien... It's an alien, though.
Nigga.
How many niggas...
Are you high?
Bring your phone out. Take a picture of the alien or something. You got to take a picture of it. Nobody going to believe
Stay
we
here.
Seen this
Stay
alien.
Stay here. I'm gone.
Come on now. Look, this is our chance. Only
to
people
do
that,
what? Look, to die?
No, we could be on the news talking about see alien. Look, most times you see people on the news
them
talking about aliens.
Take you back where they come from. But,
okay, when you want to ride?
No.
You ain't never rode a spaceship?
Huh.
You don't want to ride a spaceship?
No, I don't.
Come on.
Get me out of here.
That spaceship might be fast
I'm
or
gone.
Something. That shit
I'm not
might be a cat.
You.
That might be that might got that track hawk in there or something. Well, come on, boy. It might be that hawk.
And something going
to
hang you.
Come on, let's go talk to the alien,
they
man.
They going
to
be hanging your dumb ass.
Mr. Alien.
Mr.
Alien. He ain't talking back. Why you think he ain't saying nothing
he
back?
He don't know your language. Let's go.
Cut.
Dumbass.
Bad Black Cinema.
You retarded.
Oh, man. Y'all like to hear more situations, man. Send one in,
don't.
Man. Please.
Don't do it.
People like this segment, actually. We get like you ought to read the comments, man. They be laughing. They be cracking up off this shit. So.
I don't see how. Gosh, I would fast forward this every time.
Man.
Every time.
Come on.
It ain't one that I've enjoyed.
You said the
I've laughed a couple of times.
You said the T.I. when you enjoyed that one. See? Look at you.
It still gets me giggles.
Speaking of giggles, the HBCU confession time. The HBCU confession is when I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets, stick it out and show Queen Jern what it looked like, and this will go a little something like this.
Go on here now.
I was taking a shower with my shorty, and I dropped my bar of soap. I bent over to pick it up, and she started fingering my butt.
Ooh.
She took my dignity, and now she be bossing me around when we in public. NCANT. I'm not going to assume that's North Carolina A&T. I'm going to think that's North Carolina. We're going to say that's North Carolina Central. That's what we're going to say that is. First of all, he was a real nigga when he said he had a bar of soap. You know what I'm saying? I was like, salute, props to that. Then as I kept on ringing, reading down, he bent over and to pick it up, and she started fingering his butt. Not she stuck a finger in my butt. She fingered my butt. So, my guy, you sat there and let her do that. You didn't jump immediately and be like, yo, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? You let her do it, my guy. You like that shit. So, that's why she bossing you around. Hey, man, nah,
if he
bro.
Liked his finger, his her
nah,
finger
bro.
In
he
there.
Probably didn't know he liked it, then it happened.
Exactly.
And
he's like,
but
ooh,
nah, bro.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Nah, bro. Mm-mm.
But you can't lose. You, well,
yeah, you
I
can.
Lie.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, let you finger me
and
in my
you
butt.
You already know.
And
I already
like,
done told you.
Yeah, exactly.
I already done told you. I can't eat your ass and not be talking
yeah,
shit. So, you know if I stick my finger in there, it's on.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying.
Like popcorn.
Yeah, so.
Nigga, you gonna be in here with a damn house coat on.
Nigga, I told you, man. Nah,
nightgown
bro. Niggas
shit.
Right here getting
in here squeezing your ass.
Oh, man.
All kinds of
camera
on. You
man,
would
that's
never
terrible.
You would never live that.
That's
one
what
out.
Happened. See, fellas. Yeah. See, fellas. That's what. So, no.
Keep
so,
your
yeah,
ass to yourself.
So, yeah, you did get violated, son. You know what I'm saying? Go report our fucking ass, nigga.
See? And that's
press
the
charges.
Motherfucking problem.
Press
you do
charges.
Shit that you like.
Press
you get
charges,
up,
nigga.
And now,
if she violated
you,
regret
the shit.
If you feel like she violated you, my guy, you didn't ask her to do that.
Sex
you,
is one of those things that
was,
you.
I was taking a shower.
You can't have buyer's remorse.
I was taking a shower.
You can't. If you put yourself in a
so
situation.
So you sleep and I just come stuff my meat in your mouth while you sleep, you'll be okay with that?
That's not the same thing. You always come up with these wild things.
That's the same thing.
That is not the same thing. If we,
you're doing something else and I involve sex that you're not doing.
Listen. You have the opportunity when you're awake to stop anybody. If I'm asleep, you have violated me. It's just that simple.
But if I'm awake, you can violate me while I'm awake.
And
if I'm
I
taking a shower,
I can stop you.
So that's what I'm saying.
So
but
he didn't stop her. He allowed her the finger.
He said fingering. Yeah, it was not. He,
so
she,
he was okay with it the same
yeah.
way. Like
so
T.I.
Yeah.
and Tiny them, they got to a nice little place. The people came on by. Mm. You already knew what it was.
But I was just in the shower. I just dropped my soap, and you caught me at a bad position. Boop, and you caught me. You know what I'm saying?
And then you said, ooh. And then you said, oh.
Yeah,
oh. Mm. Yeah, that's what. That, it was okay at that point. So now you can't be mad at the girl talking to you sideways, because you already knew what it was.
So that's fucked up. That's fucked up, my guy. Yeah, you got violated. Keep it 100 time, Queen Jerm.
I'm going to say
do you have a keep it 100?
And I do.
Okay.
I don't know who needs to say this, but I'm going to say it because I've seen it playing out lately at the workplace, and it just made me think about it. Them people at your job don't really like you. It's just that they hang with you because you in management.
100.
It's so many people nowadays, you know.
Shots fired. Pow,
pow, pow. They brown nosing, but at the same damn time, they talking about you every chance they get. Whenever you close the door, whenever you go down the hall, they talking about you. They do not like you.
Mm.
But all they doing is trying to ride the coattails, ride the wave until you get, you know what I'm saying, you look out for them and do something for them.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think for one second that these people like you because they don't. So just putting that out there, make sure that you know that if you're in management, and you getting some friends nowadays, that's all it is. Them people need a raise. They not your friends.
Wow. Queen Jern with the heat. I think that was aimed at somebody. That sounded like that was a bow, 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 gunshots.
You think so?
Yeah, that sounded like that was aimed at somebody. Well, my Keep 100 go a little something like this, man. Seen all y'all on social media this past weekend. Talk about Jay-Z and his dreads, if his locks have made it so people in corporate America can accept them fucking locks. And I got two things to say. One, fucking Jay-Z dreads ain't real.
100.
Y'all motherfuckers really think a 50-year-old man hair grew that much in 2 years? Why all 50-year-old niggas ain't got hair then? If this 50-year-old man can grow dreads in 2 years, as long as a motherfucker, y'all, them shits ain't real, bro. I've been saying them shits fake, and I know they fake. You seen the picture of them? Go to Jay-Z Locks. I want you to look that shit up. In 2 years, because in the ape shit video, he had just started twisting his shit, and now all of a sudden, this nigga got dreads as long as J. Cole's. That was about 2 years ago. And now, the motherfuckers, let me see if I can find one real quick. Nah, they longer than that, bro. They look like some Basquiat shit, bro. Like, they got the free-flowing dreads. Let's see. Here it go right here. And you telling me in 2 years, that man hair went from there to there, and you 50. Stop it.
He got him looking like something.
Stop it. Come on, man. So, and now, secondly, to the people that think these fake dreads have opened up the doors in corporate America, grow your motherfucking hair like that and see if your motherfucking job don't have your ass sitting down real quick. Can we come into the office, Tyrone? We noticed that your hair has been through some changes. You know, I mean, typically we don't bother people about their, you know, but we do have a certain look that we like to go with around here at Barnson & Barnson.
Oh, that's not it.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so, you know, could you, you know, nigga, so no, Jay-Z ain't changed shit in corporate America. Yes, he can go in front of these people looking like that because he's worth half a billy, almost a billy. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, he can go in there. He don't, you know, they're not doing business with his hair. They doing business with his money. But your black ass, they doing business with you, and you will not come in a motherfucker office looking like that. So stop it. Stop it, stop it. That's all I got to say, my keep it 100. That shit ain't real, and that shit still, and shit still stands. Ain't nothing changed. Winner and loser time. Queen Jerry ain't got any winners?
Yeah, I'm going to say my winner today is going to be Mr. Tom Amonio.
Winner.
He is a 70-year-old man who earned his varsity letter at 16 for running track for his school.
Okay.
But because he was a little feminine or what have you, people knew he was gay. He wasn't like really out at that time, but everybody he said knew. And then he had like a interview for his book, mm-hmm. That he had, Kiss My Gay Ass. And it's just his story about his life and how he, you know, worked with activism and various political groups and stuff. And in that interview, he exposed the fact that now the school he went to was called Immaculate Conception High School. So you already know these some Catholic people, and they was with the foolery. But in his interview, he exposed or told how he was denied getting his letter for varsity at 16. And so somewhere in the shakeup, they made them people give him his letter. So he's a real winner because he went without it since he was 16, but now they have, you know, tried to correct what they did to him, and at least he knows that they recognized they were wrong, and he earned it, and now he has it. So that's my winner.
Oh, man. My winner is whoever returned Lady Gaga's French Bulldogs.
Winner!
So Lady Gaga was walking her dog. Well, she had a dog walker walking two of her dogs, and somebody stole the dogs. She had put out a $500,000 reward for the dogs, and the dogs reappeared. You know what I'm saying?
Did people get their money?
I don't know. She said they looking into it now to get the person that said they knew they returned the dogs. So shout out to this person, whoever found the dogs and returned them. And, you know what I'm saying, made it safe and home. So safe and safe, what to say, safe and sound back home. Shout out to that person. Those are my winners, man. Because, you know, the animal story gets me, man, you know.
It doesn't.
Yeah, because, you know, I think somebody got shot in the process. Like, you know, like this was like I think it was a setup by the dog walker. I ain't going to front, man.
They wanted that money.
Yeah. Like
they said, you ain't paying me enough to walk these damn dogs.
And then, I know you love these fucking dogs. We can get some money for these dogs. I'll take a fucking bullet for $500,000, for $250,000. You know, just scrape me or something like that, nigga. I'm going to live. So, shout out to them, this whole ordeal. You got any losers?
I'm giving the Catholic community a real run for their money this week. It wasn't on purpose, but it just happened like this. But apparently the Catholics in New Orleans as well as St. Louis I'm going to say they my losers because they are now advising their parishioners that they should avoid the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, not because it's a one-shot vaccine, but because the religious leaders have decided or have figured out that those cells that they use in the process of developing the vaccine were derived from abortion cells.
Loser.
So as good Christian folk, good Catholic folk, you know, they should not utilize that when they should take the Pfizer or Moderna one because Johnson & Johnson is profiting off of people having abortions. So I think that's some real bullshit.
But don't Catholics believe in taking the blood of Christ and sacrifice and eating cannibalism? No,
so they don't want to have nothing associated with that.
Oh, okay.
That's you want to convert this into cannibalism, and that's not what we're talking about here.
Oh,
so
I thought, yeah.
If you're talking about eating of the flesh, that's what that is. That's not about somebody having to abort anybody.
Okay. Well, my loser this week is Ann Herbert.
Loser.
Who is Ann Herbert, you ask me? Ann Herbert is the former VP. Notice I said former. Mm-hmm. VP of Nike. She had to step down after her son was reselling a lot of shoes. Like, okay, so this afternoon, Nike sent out a company-wide email informing staff that Ann Herbert, vice president and general manager of North American Geography, has stepped down. Herbert built her career over 25 years, started her career in various sales rep roles, becoming a senior director in 06. Despite her incredible status in Nike, her role became a topic of contention this past weekend after her son, Joe, gave an interview with Bloomberg Businessweek. Again, people wanted to have motherfucking clout. You run your fucking mouth for clout, and now you done ruined the fucking bag, son.
And done fucked your mama job up.
Everybody fucking job up. Joe Herbert is better known as West Coast Streetwear in the reselling world because of his seemingly incredible ability to get a hold of incredible amount of highly coveted releases. In the process of scaling his business, he gained lots of attention, especially when he claimed to have found 4 pairs of legendary Nike mags in an abandoned storage unit. Since then, things seem to have cooled on a personal level, understandable given the growth that reselling has seen in recent years. So in the article, he revealed his identity. Oh my God. And in turn revealed the true identity of his mother. Once Joshua Hunt, the author of the article, published this information, it seemed that there was too much uncertainty in regard to Ann's level of involvement in the WCS LLC, whose financial statements were in her name. Adding fuel to the fire, Hunt outlined how Ann's role was instrumental in accelerating our customer-directed offense, which has proved critical to fueling sneaker reselling. So now they're saying Nike is behind the reselling game. And I told y'all that a long time ago, that these companies were in it. So now, man, again. Oh, my God. This guy, he fucked up the whole bag. Fucked up mama's bag, fucked up his bag. The daddy was in on it. Everybody was in on this LLC. And he's 19 years old. And how you fucked this shit up? Nigga, you could have been set for life with a couple more years of hustling, but you fucked it up. So you're my loser this week. And the son, everybody, especially the son. Because you, once you revealed your identity, you never should have did that.
But see, that was the problem. They told me, like, you too excited for you to do any of this stuff. Like, what the hell is going on in your mind? Like, you already knew the shit was wrong anyway. Like, why are we talking about it? You can't make me believe that you thought what you was doing was legal.
Like, come on, man. Come on, bro. And then you getting them at cost. Like, niggas on it, man, come on, bro.
And might not even be getting them at cost because you might be getting a damn employee discount on that mug.
Man.
They might be the ones, you know what I'm saying? They might be the ones they set aside for the people who work there. You ain't even, you know what I'm saying? Man, Jesus. Please. They stupid. And so, you know they got to be white.
Of course they're white. Come on, man. You ain't gonna let no black person get away with no shit like this. They've been there caught. See how the black boy got caught in 2 weeks? He only stole $1 million. They said Buddy was making hundreds. They said Buddy was making hundreds of thousand dollars a month. You know what I'm saying?
And ain't no alarms was going on. My business just that good.
None. Come on, man. $100,000, hundreds of thousand dollars a month. Like, that is wild. So yeah, that's my loser. I got one more thing to do.
What's that?
Before we get out of here, got to make a phone call to somebody.
Oh yeah.
If they answer.
I hope so. You sure it ain't hooked up something?
It's not even ringing.
Please leave your message for 3.
Oh, wow. Well, since I tried to call her and she didn't answer, just want to tell Amazing AP, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, girl.
Hope you enjoyed lunch today. I sent you a couple bucks for lunch, you know what I'm saying? Hope you enjoyed that. Well, shout-out time, Queen Germ. Do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
My shout-out's cool or something like this.
Yeah, I say it what I said, nigga.
Shout-out to B-Eazy, Saul Wright, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, bitch. RT3, my nigga J. Will, man. What's going on, J. Will, man? Good talk to you this weekend. I hope everything getting better for you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Pepe J from B-More, Steph from B-More. Stacks, my nigga MJ Money 9S. My nigga Mad Static. Pepe J. That's a Ruler Myself, Rick James, bitch. I said them too. Shout out to my nigga 12 Cal, 12 Cal Podcast. Shout out to Eclectic and the Eclectic Discussion Podcast. Shout out to Dr. Brayson, everybody at Dr. Brayson Network. You got Dr. Cam, you got the Disrespectful Motherfucking MJ. You got Long Live K Law Detroit Drive, and of course, Dr. Brayson. Shout out to all the podcasts that fuck with us, man. Shout out to Bet the House Podcast. Shout out to Corey Dosecki and the Power Lunch Hour. Shout out to the Relationships Pod. Shout out to the Glenn and Her Podcast. Shout out to Cold Red Podcast. Shout out to It's Fucking Political Podcast. Shout out to It's Erica with a C Podcast. Shout out to Coffee with Kendra Podcast. Shout out to Let's Gather Podcast. The Life Unplugged Podcast. The Liquor Talk Podcast. The Mind Triggers Podcast. Who else we got? We got the Cool Out Kinda Podcast. We got the Ladies Lair Podcast. We got the Unprofessional Opinion Podcast. We got the Man Cave and the Diamond Lounge Podcast. Shout out to all y'all, man. Shout out, shout out, shout outs, man. Shout out to everybody at That Side to Fuck with the Kid. You got Doc Claw and all the gang. You got Sleazy the Black Farmer. You got Chuck the Gambler. You got Amazing AP, the Dragon Lady. Oh, happy birthday to Saul Wright, too. I almost missed that, man. Damn, happy birthday, old man. You know what I'm saying? I told you, your pill bottle is on the way. I got him one of those ones for all days of the week so he can put his medications because he's getting old. Like, Saul is...
He can't remember.
Yeah, he get a 25-cent coffee at Hardee's now. You know what I'm saying? He get a senior citizen ain't discount. Wrong with that, yeah, so shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? But the nigga look like he 27, though. You know, his back ain't, but his, you know what I'm saying? He look like he 27, you know what I'm saying?
And that's so, all that matters.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, so what shout out to him.
What that passport photo look like? That's all that matters. It don't matter what you feel like.
Exactly. Hey, man, shout out to anybody else who fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Well, Queen Germ, another show's in the books.
It's in there.
Time to rate the show.
I'm going to say these numbers because this is what I feel like need to come out on this Cash 3 tonight. I'm going to say triple eights.
Again.
Again. I need it. I'm not going to stop saying it until it come out.
Hey, man, my number going to be 305. That's the day this show come out, and that's always a special day for me. Happy birthday, Big B. Man, a lot of birthdays this week for me, man. Got happy birthday to Randy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody birthday, man. So, you know, shout out to y'all, man. Happy birthday. Yeah. And as always, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate the Frocast. Don't forget about the voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about the Patreon if we join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt. I mean, we got some nice shirts in the shop now, man. Go
nice
fuck
shirts,
with the shop.
Nice
got that merch. Got that merch.
Come through.
Well, it's time to close. Show's been shorter with no song of the week, but, you know.
It's all good.
We're going to figure out something to get in that time spot.
We don't need nothing.
We going to need something.
No,
we got to.
No.
It just feels empty. It's like
not
a void there.
It's not.
Something's
it's
missing.
Not
that's 10 minutes of show that we don't have no more.
It's not show. We have somebody's song.
Yeah, but still, it's
not.
Music is entertaining.
It is, but it's not.
Well, until next week, I'm King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast, episode 446, and we'll be back next week, bitch. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com